21 people, most younger than 22, were shot around 2 a.m. Sunday at this block party. And yesterday, the Detroit police came together, talked about a multi-layered strategy to handle violence at block parties. George Hunter, crime reporter for the Detroit News, joins us this morning. George, good morning.
Good morning.
How are they going to combat problems like this?
Well, you got about 3 hours,
No, we have eight minutes.
Yeah,
go.
Exactly. Well, they're going to, they got a new unit. They're going to take 80 officers from Thursday to Sunday, and they stress they're not going after people having the backyard barbecue. This is for big illegal parties. This has been a problem for years now. Mayor Duggan said this was a new situation with these kind of pop-up parties where you got people coming in from all over the region, from Ohio and out of state, and certainly from the suburbs. But there's been problems with parties for years and years, and you know, you get large gatherings and people who are armed with legal guns. In this case, I mean, it's just through the grace of God that this wasn't a worse tragedy, because a Glock switch was used. And for listeners who don't know, that's a device that turns a pistol into a fully automatic weapon. So, and they get an extended magazine. So, and you have to so they spray everywhere. You can't control it because it's just a pistol and it's shooting rapid fire. You know, and it's just a wonder this isn't more people dead. It's a bad enough tragedy, but so the police have this new unit, and they're basically saying they're going to go after them for the code violations, noise ordinance, that sort of thing, or if they can, they're going to try to stop these before they get started, I guess is the way to put it. Good luck with, they say they've done a good job when they created units for the drag racing and drifting, and certainly the downtown stuff has kind of calmed down since they started focusing on that. But it's almost like that whack-a-mole thing. You've got so many problems. The gentleman, Mr. Brent, spoke very passionately at the press conference yesterday and said, look, if you don't address the root causes of all this, that someone brushes up against somebody and they're ready to shoot, you're not going to be able to. If you think about it, 2 years ago we had shootings in Greektown that happened where cops were standing like literally 10, 15 feet away. There were two or three of those shootings where cops were within sight of the
right.
shots.
Yeah.
And they knew cops were there. I'm assuming they just don't care. So, I'm not saying police shouldn't have a strategy, but there's, at the end of the day, it's like whack-a-mole. There's just so much going on crime-wise. It's hard to kind of like sand through your fingers, I guess. You're trying to get as much as you can, and you pray. And like I said, thank goodness this could have been – there were 100 shell casings found there. So even if there was a 50%, right, it could have been 50 people dead, very easily.
Sure. So. George, this is Rocky Retchkovsky. So are you saying that most of the weapons and the shell casings were pistol shell casings?
That I don't know. They said they recovered 9 weapons, and one of which was a Glock that had the Glock switch attached to it. And I wrote about these a couple months ago. I did a story about Glock switches. They're very popular. They're all over rap songs, and they're very popular, and you can't control them. So they're very dangerous. They just shoot everywhere. Think about it. It's fully automatic, but it's a pistol. You can't hold that. You need both hands. You think about it.
It's still considered a semi-automatic weapon.
No, it's a fully automatic you put the Glock switch on. It's fully automatic.
Yeah, which would make it illegal.
Right.
And that's one of the big issues. So
exactly.
the big question is, they're moving, the police response is going to be to move 80 Detroit police officers deployed on the weekends into the neighborhoods. Are most of the crimes on the weekends in the neighborhoods? Is that where most of the crime is happening? And
well,
those
sure.
80 police officers, they're going to be sent to those crime areas?
Detroit's
is that
a big
what's happening?
Spot. I
yeah.
Mean,
I'm trying to figure
that
out.
I mean, they just had some new hires. I believe it was 300 last year. Again, there's just so much to cover. And they have, so then are they going to take from the – and this is the things they have to figure out, manpower issues. Do you take from the drag racing and drifting? And those sort of bleed into each other. You have a block party and that – it's just – and these are just – these are things that aren't the serious – you're still dealing with robberies and home invasions, et cetera, et cetera. And now you have just the things about the people who are out, some of whom are coming there just for a good time, but then some people are showing up with Glock switches. You're clearly not, you're not there for a good time. You're ready to shoot somebody, you know? So how do you, they have to stop that before it happens. They say they're going to warn people. They're covertly shared on social media. We're going to be here. You know, the same thing happened with the drag racing, and they had to, you know, to follow that, and they have intel. They sit and they scour social media and their whole crime center. A lot of people are dedicated to that, looking and seeing what's going on social media, and they won't tell you their tactics of that. With, you know, they don't want people
sure,
to know,
but,
you know.
But so that people know that a lot of these switches, if a weapon is made fully automatic, it's illegal already. There are laws on the books, so
right.
There's
but
no more laws.
Out there.
Yeah, there's no more laws that can be made. So what you're talking about is now switching to enforcement and preventative by creating that police presence.
Well, here's the sticky wicket here is that when you do proactive policing, a lot of people get mad about that. And you know what I mean? You know what I mean? People will say, hey, you're breaking up. We're not doing anything. We just want to have a party. You know, who cares if, you know, the cops have to be very careful when they do proactive policing, because that opens themselves up to a lot of the stop and frisk,
yeah, but,
or more accurately,
that's,
stop.
That's the old days of the sweat. Now we've got more community and neighborhood policing and so
right.
forth.
Which we've talked about on this air, the shot stoppers and those community sort of enforcement arms that have helped bring crime down in the city of Detroit.
Well, I mean, you know, it certainly that's been one of the tools that they say that they're using that's working. But the thing is like, you know, it's like they have all these successes, and again, it's just so much of it is to chance. I mean, again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have but there's so much social stuff going on that causes. At the end of the day, you gotta stop people from wanting to bring a Glock switch to a party. Until you do that, and you got to stop people from, if you step on their toes, they're ready to shoot.
Well, that's what Rocky was saying earlier this morning. This value for life has to be there.
It's mutual respect,
yeah.
Value for life and understanding.
Oh, yeah. Long before the cops get involved. You know what I mean? That's way before the cops.
Right.
By the time the cops get involved, it's pretty much too late. You know, I mean, in many times anyway.
Well, we are certainly hopeful that the Detroit police can crack down on these illegal block parties, and the people who are doing it right and are enjoying the summer can do that as well. George Hunter, crime reporter for the Detroit News, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.